Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So, let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. Now, today I want to talk about my learnings from 20 failed sales calls. Now, I've been in business for more than 6 years, and so I've had a lot more than 20 failed sales calls. But and when I say failed, I mean it didn't result in a client. Now, some of those weren't failed because I didn't want the client, but you know what I mean. And the first 20 sales calls that I went on, I did not get a client. So that is specifically what I want to talk about and how I, well, the process that I went through in that, the learning that I went through in that, and how then my approach has changed to get clients and now consistently get clients from most of the sales calls that I am on. So I'm going to start with a story. Now, when I started my marketing agency, I really struggled to get on the phone with people. We tried a few different things. I tried reaching out directly. I tried contacts. I tried Google Ads. And it was really tricky to actually get discovery calls, like sales calls coming in. So I decided to learn Facebook ads, and that in combination with starting a podcast to talk to people and get referrals worked amazingly. So I turned out to be really good at Facebook ads. And what happened was we would get sales calls calendared on, like, booked on the calendar for $150 each. Now, depending on where you're at and what you've spent on marketing, that may or may not seem like a lot of money. It's actually quite on par with a consultation for a high ticket product. So most of our clients stay with us a long time and pay us more than $1,000 a month. And so you can see how paying that ends up being totally worth it at the end of the day. Now, if you're selling something that's really low ticket, then that's not going to be a good model. But the ads were really great. And the funnel that we used was an ad inviting construction-based businesses, because our agency is based working only with construction, inviting them to a 2-week paid trial with our marketing agency. And it was very upfront that it was paid, but it was desirable because a lot of the time tradies feel misled by marketing agencies like gobbledygook, and I'm being stereotypical, right? But a lot from my experience is that a lot haven't tried digital marketing yet, and it's a whole world that they're not familiar with. And I think it's similar to me when I go to the mechanic, right? He could be telling me anything and charging me anything, and I'd there'd be no way that I could kind of rebuke it. I feel like it's similar with marketing agencies, right? You kind of don't know what's true and what's not. And so the idea of a paid trial and not being locked into a contract was really appealing. And so that resulted in them filling out a form about their business, applying, and booking a call, a sales call. And those sales calls initially were a complete nightmare for me. So as a part of the Facebook ad training that I'd done, I had learned quite a masculine, forceful, like fear-based structure for running sales calls. I'd never run sales calls before in my corporate career. Any clients that we'd gained before then had just been conversations, hadn't been structured. I hadn't really thought about sales in that way, the tactical part of it, because I hadn't had to wear that hat before. And this sales structure had like 5 different segments, and I couldn't even do the first one properly which was build rapport. So firstly, I am an introvert. I don't like small talk at all. If I meet you at a cocktail party or something like that, and we're chatting, we're going pretty deep pretty quickly. We're not just chatting about the weather and what else. So that is a big factor. Also, I was speaking 100% at that time with men. Everyone who had booked the call, I mean, remember it's construction. A lot of them were sole traders or small teams. I was speaking with men and I was so uncomfortable. It felt really slimy. And both of us knew what we were doing, right? I think we both knew, like, you knew when you walk into the retail shop and they're like, oh, how you going? You know, blah, blah, blah. Like they try and start conversation. And for me, I'm like, I try and run away. I don't want to have that conversation. I know what you're doing. I just want to have a look at the pants or whatever it is. I don't want you to talk to me. But I was that person. I was being that person. And so after a few versions of me trying and failing to do 5 minutes of rapport building, because that's what was on the sheet, I ditched the script entirely. And then that meant that I was just chatting with no real structure. I was on the phone way too long. I was just helping them. I was over-delivering with them. I was kind of explaining what they could do. I was not getting any sales. So then I thought, okay, I better do the script. I better just grin and bear it, even if my rapport building skills are ridiculous and I last 1 minute, I'm diving straight in, we're doing the script. And that felt disgusting because it would ask really fear-based, prompting, probing questions without getting permission to kind of dive in, without, like, it just felt horrible for me. And even though I was doing the script and I couldn't say half the sentences with a straight face, I still got no clients. So I dove in and made sales an area of study. Like, I went all in learning different philosophies and figuring out the psychology and reading books and listening to podcasts and asking other people what they did. Like, I got obsessed about sales because, remember, I'm paying $150 for each sales call. And I was not getting anywhere. I was just pouring money down the drain, like literally just donating money to Facebook. And we didn't have lots of money to donate. And so I honestly just really got really, really focused. Now, in my program, The CEO Code, this is part of what we teach, right? It's a structured professional development every day where you really identify an area of weakness and you go all in on looking at resources and planning what you're going to do to learn that particular skill. And that's what I did. And what I finally realized is that there is a framework, and the structure of the sales call that I had been given was built on this framework, and it was there for a reason, which is human psychology, but the execution and the way that it was conducted was all wrong. Like, doesn't have to be gross. So we do need a framework. We can't just go and have a chat and, you know, do it our way, because you're probably not going to get the same results. Because if you're not intentional, like most things in life, if we're not intentional about where we're going and the journey we're taking people on, then we're not going to actually get to the outcome. And I see this actually a lot in marketing, not just in sales, but that people get told, like, how to run a webinar or something like that, and then go, oh, but that doesn't feel good, or I don't want to do that, or, you know, and so we don't kind of lean into what areas are feeling uncomfortable and realize that some of it we can't get rid of. Like, we can't just post on social media and hope for the best and think that clients are going to fall from the sky, because that's not how it works. We can't just post on social media and get clients. If that's the strategy, like, actually look at what's going on and think, like, how is that working out for you? Because it's not going to work out. And it's the same with whatever we're doing. There is actually a reason. Now, the tactic doesn't matter. There's hundreds of tactics. All of the tactics work, but it's the structure of what you're doing, inspiring people to move, that there is a framework for. And there is a framework because of the way that we make decisions, because of the way our brains are built, because of human psychology. So the framework that I had been given and been taught was based in fear. And that doesn't feel good, like, you know, pushing in the pain buttons and going, well, what if you don't make this decision now? What's life going to look like in 12 months? Like, it just did not feel good. And most women really like to make people feel good. I think that most of us do. A lot of service providers, we like making people feel good and encouraging them. And we can. The framework, we can lead them and still sell and market, right? Because it's all about moving and inspiring action. We can lead with hope and inspiration instead. We don't have to kind of dig the knife in and twist it and really be heavy on that. It's fine to talk to people about their problem and get them re-present with that so that they feel inspired to make the decision and kind of, but we don't need to push down so hard and move with fear. That is not necessary at all. But there is a balance, right? We can't just not have any structure and think, oh, it's going to happen, because we naturally, as humans, want to stay where we are. So something needs to happen for us to be motivated to make an action. And we need to hit on those psychological triggers in order to inspire that action. But that's just it. Inspiration is the key here, not diving back into fear. So here's the structure now that I use for sales. Number one, I don't send them anything prior to the call. So actually, let me back up a second. So you might have two sales calls, one like a quick discovery call to see what they need, and then a second one to actually deliver the proposal. All right. And so I'm going to explain the whole process, and it may be one call or it may be two calls, depending on what you do. So for example, with coaching, this is one call because we're having this whole conversation is one phone conversation, because it's a standard product that we're selling, or it's coaching, or it's, you know, we don't have to pull bits and pieces and cost it and all of that. However, in the agency, I might have a quick 15-minute call with someone first and then book in the sales call. So let me talk and then I'll explain where the break is. So first of all, we don't send them anything prior to the call in terms of pricing or anything like that. If they've seen the price of coaching, that's totally fine, but we don't send them documentation. The first thing is, yes, we do want to build rapport, but that can just be like making them feel comfortable on the call and being nice and saying hello. We don't need a fake conversation and ask them about the weather and all of that crap. We don't need to do it. We just need to build that on that know, like, and trust. So just be you and smile and right. It doesn't have to be such a thing. It took me a while to learn that one, right? It's okay. I've claimed that I'm a slow learner and that I'm tenacious enough to keep going. And in that process, to make them feel comfortable and to build trust, we're going to frame the call, which means we're explaining what is going to happen on the call. So here you're going to say, okay, we're going to be on the call for about 20 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever you've decided that it is, and explain exactly what you're going to do. Okay, I'm going to ask some questions, and then if I think that we can help you, we're going to present the offer, like whatever it is. I'm not going to give you a script, but frame the call so they know what to expect. And if you're going to ask them deep probing questions about their business, let them know that then and get permission to ask deep probing questions. So you don't just come out of left field with but how much money did you make last year, you know, or whatever you're going to ask them. So frame the call. That really helps people to relax and make them feel comfortable. And when you frame the call, you can let them know that you're going to present them with an offer and let them know that it's totally fine for them to say no. And that makes them feel really comfortable. From there, you are going to ask questions and you want the client, potential client, the prospect, to be talking more than you, right? You want to be asking questions to see where they are, like where are they at in business or life or all of the things? Where are they at? Where do they want to be? So where are they? Where do they want to be? And what have they tried so far? Now, there might be other questions that you need to know depending on your business and your product and all of that, but most of us are going to need to know, where are they? Where do they want to go? What have they tried? So that we can see, can we actually help them? Are we actually best suited for to help them? Should we refer them? Are they, you know, is it out of our wheelhouse? What is it? And all of those things happen. Once all of those things have happened and you've got all of the information, this is where so many of us go into providing information and coaching mode. And if we want a successful sales call, going into coaching mode is not a good idea. So what we want to do here is instead put on our doctor hat and diagnose the problem. So we're just giving them a diagnosis. We are not giving them a treatment plan. So whatever that looks like for you, remember, you're going to diagnose the problem. So it sounds like, or, you know, we work with a lot of clients on this. It sounds like what you have is a traffic problem, right? Whatever. I know there's so many different businesses listening to this. So diagnose the problem. Now, after you've done that, if you're going to have two sales calls, this is the break. So on the first sales call, we're building rapport, we're framing the call, we're asking questions, and we're diagnosing the problem. And then you're going to let them know if you can help them or not, right? If you need to go an hour, build a proposal, speak to a team, get a quote, whatever it is, this is where you break the call and you come back again and on the next call and you go through the proposal. Again, do not send them anything. Please do not send them anything, as in don't send them your proposal via email, because you are killing the sale if you do that. Because all they're going to do is they're going to scroll down to the price and they're going to compare it with the other quote that they got. They're not going to actually look at the nuance and the detail, and you've wasted your time. So if you need to go across and develop a proposal, make sure you book another call straight away. So say, okay, I'm going to have the proposal done by Wednesday. What time Wednesday afternoon would suit you for a second call to go through the proposal? And when they say, can't you just send it to me? You say, no, I can't. Your business is way too important to just send this via email. I'd like to go through it with you and explain it. If they push back, you just maintain the line. And if they're not happy with that, then they're not the right client for you, because you're going to waste your time on providing a proposal. I've tested this. Trust me. I've tested it on clients that I didn't really want. And you just trust me. Please trust me. Okay. So if you're continuing to go on the one sales call and it's a coaching or other scenario where you already know the program that you're moving them into or whatever it is, that's when you move into explaining the offer and you detail the result and the value, because without the result and the value, you're not going to inspire that movement. It's not just talking about, oh, and these are the pieces and you get this course and this blah, 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 and this and this and this. The result and the value, like what do they actually want? What result are they after? They've already told you, right? So when they were talking and answering questions, you can be taking all of these notes. And when you explain your offer, you can use their words back at them. When they said, when you asked the question, where do you want to be? You use their words when you explain the offer. This is going to help you to X what they said. And that is when they feel really understood. That is when they feel really listened to. And if they feel like you understand the problem, they will feel like you know this, you have the solution. It is human psychology. If we feel understood, then we feel like that the solution is understood as well. So when you explain the offer, it has to be irresistible. So go back to the episode, maybe 10 episodes ago, around 170 or 171, somewhere around there, on creating an irresistible offer. That needs to be nailed in. The offer is everything. Like, literally make it irresistible. It's not a Band-Aid solution. It is the whole package. It is the solution to what they want. Once you have explained the offer, you've told them about the result and the value, you're going to tell them the price. And when you tell them the price, you're going to zip it. You're going to zip it. You're not going to say another word. You're going to say, and the cost is $5,000 per month. Nothing after. You're going to let them process. They've just had, 20, 30 minutes on a call with you. They've just heard about all of these amazing things about how you can move them from where they are at to where they want to be. And they've heard the price and they're processing. And in that, we can really be tempted to go, but that's, but only if, no, let them process and ask questions. Questions are not a no. And even a no is potentially not a no, depending how it's framed. I think, so again, we're not going to be pushy. We're not going to try and work with people who are not all in with working with us. But let them ask their questions and answer their questions honestly. Again, when you answer the questions, remember the words that they said that you've written down for where they want to be. And you can repeat them back to them. So again, they feel really listened to. You're really catering your responses to where they want to be. Now, you're only going to use those if you can actually deliver on it. Of course, that I shouldn't have, I don't need to say that. But that's the process, right? So once you get those questions answered, they're either going to say yes or no, or they're going to say, I need to talk to someone, or I need to think about it, or whatever. All of those things are fine. After that, you can send them the proposal, and then you're going to follow up until they tell you not to. Yes, you are going to follow up until they tell you not to. The fortune is in the follow-up. Follow up and follow up and follow up. You can follow up with testimonials. You can follow up with check-ins. You can follow up with, here's a blog post. You can follow up with, are you still interested? Whatever the case, keep following up. Too many of us let go here, but they will tell you to stop if you're not going to call them 20 times a day, but just check in. And when you check in, tell them when you're going to check in next. If I don't hear from you by Wednesday, I'll check in again. If I don't hear from you by Monday, I'll check in again, right? That simple. Again, we're humans. We want to be nice. We want to follow up. We want to provide service and value. We're not going to be pushy and spammy. We're just trying to help them make the right decision for them and make a decision, whether that's yes or no. We want them to make a decision and give them the information and support they need to make that decision the right one for them. All right. So let's just go through again. The sales call is rapport and frame the call. Number two, ask questions to see where they're at, where they want to be, and what they've tried so far. Number three, diagnose the problem. Number four, explain the offer. Number five, answer questions. Number six, follow up. And always, always, always take payment before you start any work. Yes, doesn't matter who it is, always take payment before you start work. So I hope that that was helpful for you, no matter where you are on your marketing and sales journey, because we really need to understand marketing and sales in order to generate revenue. Because if we don't generate revenue, we don't have a business. And so we need to get good at this. And there is a right way to do it. There is a framework to follow. Yes, make it your own. Don't do things that feel icky, But remember that we're inspiring action and there are certain triggers. There are certain things that we have to kind of tick off on that are going to allow for a better result. And there's lots of other things like, you know, urgency and scarcity and all of these other things that we can add into our marketing and sales. But just in terms of sales calls, like they've probably already seen those things to book a sales call. So we could go into that another time. But the sales call, this is honestly, after trying so many different things, this structure, nailing the offer and being able to use language back at them and using this process, it was a total game changer in my business. And I hope that it allows you to think about things in maybe a little bit of a different way. And remember that there is a balance between kind of where we're comfortable and doing what's comfortable and feels good and is maybe not so effective versus actually following a system and a structure that aligns with human psychology and inspires action. All right, that's it for today. Let me know what you thought of this episode. Come and say hi on Instagram and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarren.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.